listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
I don't know what's going on, guys. It's so weird. It's like crazy snowing right now. It's April 5th and I'm recording the show, and it's snowing. It's a snowstorm. I know I live in Winnipeg, and it's not that weird for there to be snow in Winnipeg, but it is at this time of year. I was just talking to Penny Lane, and we were saying, like, when things get crazy like this, you just do have to keep calm and carry on. So let's heat things up in here with an hour of vinyl. We'll start things off with the Isley Brothers.
Tell me no lie.
The Isley Brothers started us all off there with The Snake. That's on the Wand label. After that, Charles Sheffield, It's Your Voodoo Workin' on its cello. And then Coco Taylor, Tell Me the Truth, and that's on Checker. Nice popcorn set there. Now, are you ready to do Elvin's Boogaloo?
Call me double O soul. Another man. You said you were going to the movie or your friends next door, but baby, you didn't get home. You better do right, baby. You better do right, baby. Bring it on home, little woman. You better do right, baby, and come on home and leave the old wild man alone.
Alvin's Boogaloo started everything off there. That's Alvin Cash and the Crawlers on the Marvelous label. After that, Edwin Starr, classic, Agent 00 Soul. That's on Rictic. And finally, Mel and Tim, Do Right Baby, on the Bamboo label. Now here at the radio station, we just got a new preamp installed, and that amplifies the turntable to the computer so I can record this stuff. And the levels are all different. So last week, I started recording this episode. Things just were not working. Nothing was copacetic at all. And so I wasn't able to finish the show last week. So I've had to do it, not even in two parts. I just kind of got it started last week. And now I'm back and think I've got everything figured out. I hope the music's sounding okay to you guys. I won't know until I take it home to do my post-production on it, but I think everything's okay. Because you know, it is really what's in the grooves that count. It is really the music that matters. So I don't care what my voice sounds like, but I do care what the music sounds like. And I really need it to come across to you with the best possible quality. Okay, we're gonna pull up to the garage now and see what those bands that are scaring the neighbors are playing. Must be good enough to put down on wax. Run, 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 baby, run. Okay, granted, the Spencer Davis Group is not a garage band, but that is such a fantastic track that goes so well with the other two. The first one was The Gestures, spelled G-E-S-T-U-R-S. It's The Gestures, not The Gestures. You hear that slight difference? Anyways, they're from Minnesota, which is just south of Manitoba, where I live at the moment. They put out a couple of records, two 45s. This one, Run, 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 was written by singer-guitarist Dale Menton. It's a pretty great teen punk kiss-off song. I love the airy vocals projecting a sense of detachment, you know? They taunt and threaten the cheating girl who's never loved in the first place anyway, so it doesn't matter. Throbbing drums partnered with surf salty guitars, bubbling with reverb. It all fully supports the cause. I followed that up with The Critters. Awesome name for a band. They're from New Jersey. 1966 track called It Just Won't Be That Way. I love the sort of rough edge, psych garage pop kind of sound with the really nice harmonies that it drops into and then back out of into the rough pre-punk punk sound. Finish that set off with Strong Love by the Spencer Davis Group. That's from their second album, called The Second Album, and is very hard to find on 45. Now I'm going to play a track that I've been looking for a while. A long while, in actual fact. I found it on the UK pressing. Big T is the label. This is Chuck Wood.
Come on. strings like steel.
I want a kiss from your lips.
Dicky, dicky, ding, dang, dip.
Please don't give me the slip.
Away, away, away.
Yes, I love you.
Away, away, away.
And I need you.
Kiss your lips, see your face, feel your warm embrace.
Tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
7 days is too long. That's Chuck Wood on the Big T label from the UK. It was released on Roulette in the US. That was released the same year though, 1967. After that, played the Esquires, You Say on Bunky, and then the Dramatics, Inky Dinky Wang Dang Doo on Wingate. I love that track. It's just riddled with Pig Latin, or like a regional variation of Pig Latin. You know, when people say my favorite band from the 60s was the Supremes or the Four Tops, the Temptations, I mean, the Four Tops, Temptations, absolutely love them, but they're bands that just never get their due, like the Hesitations, the Esquires, the Dramatics, the Dynamics, the Tempests. These are bands that people just don't know about, but they're so good. Like two of the best Northern Soul records from start to finish, not a bad song on them, is the Hesitation's Soul Superman and the Tempest's Would You Believe. I've got a 45 in the mail from the Tempest's, which as soon as it arrives, of course, I will play. But I think you know what I mean. If you listen to the show and to other shows like mine, you know that there are so many bands out there that you have never heard of. Or perhaps you know one of their songs. Most of those bands had like one hit, but it's never their best song that is the hit. And there's even the unsung heroes of the big labels like Motown, such as Shorty Long.
Ever since my baby been gone, my mind ain't been on like no song. Can't think of nothing else but her. She was all that I was writing for. So go ahead, sing what you want. Just sing what.
Every tune I hum sees the you. Oh, loving you too much, woman, you know I stand accused.
I've heard it called prog rock, I've heard it called brass rock, jazz rock, call it whatever you want. I love that sound. With Canadian David Clayton Thomas as the voice, Blood, Sweat, and Tears rocked every venue that they played in to the ground. They were like 12 people strong. I mean, could you imagine trying to coordinate everybody's schedule so they could rehearse, let alone tour? With David Clayton Thomas as their vocalist, they lasted from 1968 to 1972. That track is called More and More. It's the flip side to Spinning Wheel, which was their hit, and one of my all-time favorite tracks. Even before I knew who David Clayton Thomas was, he had a band before that which was like a really fuzz guitar garage band called The Boss Men. They put out an amazing record called Brainwashed, which I played on the show before, on the Roman label. But you can't deny that David Clayton Thomas's voice fits in with Dean Parrish, Billy Harner, Mitch Ryder, the Boogie Kings. There are so few, like a handful of absolute powerhouse vocalists that can pull off that sound. And people tend to brush off the prog rock sound as so 70s. But that song came out in 1968. And before that, Sly and the Family Stone. M'lady is the name of that track. It's on the Epic label. And that was funk that was not being done at the time. This is still when Funkadelic was still the Parliaments, and a flashlight was just something that George Clinton needed when the lights went out. Sure, James Brown was doing funk, but not in the same way. The orchestration, the use of vocals as percussion instruments, that kind of sound was not happening anywhere. But oddly, they were only about a year or two ahead of their time, so it all blends together historically. But really, what Sly and the Family Stone were doing was groundbreaking. And I absolutely love that track, specifically because of the vocals as percussion instruments. But Sylvester Stewart, aka Sly Stone, was a pioneer, as far as I'm concerned. Started that whole set off with Shorty Long, Sing What You Wanna on Tama Motown. Now, this is not necessarily the Strangeloves.
Three potato, four, five potato. Hi, my name is Paul Revere.
My name's Freddie Frog.
And my name's Paul Revere.
My name is Mark Lindsay.
I get so confused.
So do I.
Welcome to the Paul Revere and the Raiders special.
Why?
Get your finger out of my mouth.
Sheep, started everything off there with their cover of Bunker Hill's Hide and Seek on the Boom label. The Sheep are actually the Strangeloves, who took a few different names. They all legally changed their name to Strange. After that, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Kicks, another classic on the Columbia label, and The Loose Ends, covering George Harrison's Taxman on Decca. And now, some mid-tempo, slightly slower, Northern Soul.
I've got to get away from you, baby. I've got to get away from you right now. I've got to get away from you, baby. And every way my heart says stay, but I've got to get away. Yeah, yeah. A long, long time we've been good friends, but now little girl, friendship's gotta end. I love you, you know it too. Your love I never know, and it's been much too long. I've got to get away. Yeah, yeah. And every night I can't sleep but thinking of you. Let me tell you, sometimes I wanna come running to you, but you never say what I want.
You can tell by her
Major Lance, Gotta Get Away on Epic, one of the handful of Major Lance records that I picked up at that record show a few weeks ago. Of course, again, penned by Curtis Mayfield. And after that, a group of young white guys who just seem to keep on putting out some pretty great Northern Soul. The Reflections. Most of their stuff's a lot more dancey than that, but it's a really nice, smooth Northern Soul track called June Bride, and it's on the Golden World label. Well, despite everything, all the technical difficulties and everything else, we made it through another hour, another week, and as always, I truly appreciate you lending me your ear for this time. I hope you enjoyed everything, and please check back next week. We will have a new show. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite Aretha Franklin tracks. This is called Rock Steady on Atlantic.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith. We'll be right back.